John Warner of Virginia was one of the Republicans who worked behind the scenes to replace Trent Lott with Bill Frist as the new Senate Majority Leader. Warner, who chairs the Armed Services Committee, has kept a low profile during his long Senate tenure. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
John Warner has been described as the senator from Central Casting. Handsome, courtly, florid in language, Warner is every bit the Virginia country squire. Sitting in a reclining chair in his office overlooking the Capitol, Warner recalled the days when Ronald Reagan was president.
I literally adored him. He was a marvelous man. I got to know him personally quite well. He would visit me on occasion down at a farm that I once owned, and we would frequently just quietly take a horseback ride together out over the hills of Virginia.
Warner was telling the story to illustrate his ties to the conservative wing of the party, something conservatives take issue with. We'll get to that in a bit. But the anecdote provides a nice snapshot of Warner's full and rich life. There have been the marriages to heiress Catherine Mellon and Elizabeth Taylor, military service in the Navy during World War II and the Marines, public service head of the U.S. Commission on the Bicentennial, Secretary of the Navy, and now nearly a quarter century in the U.S. Senate. Warner says he's always put service ahead of politics.
I return again to my work, which I dearly love. And if, whether it's just a simple letter from an individual, dear Senator, you or your staff have helped me or my child to achieve some goal. And that's all the reward that I've ever asked for.
Warner came to elective office literally by accident. He lost the GOP nomination for the Senate in 1978 to Richard Obenshain. But when Obenshain was killed in a plane crash, Warner took his place and won in November. Since then, Warner's toughest political struggles have often been with the conservative wing of his own party. In 1987, he voted against Reagan's nomination of Judge Robert Bork to the Supreme Court and refused to back a social conservative whom the party chose as its candidate for lieutenant governor in 1993. Most famously, in 1994, he said the Republican nominee for Virginia's other Senate seat, Oliver North, was not fit for office. So Warner spearheaded a third-party challenge. Mark Rozelle is a Virginia political analyst with Catholic University in Washington.
A lot of the conservative activists and some big-name conservative leaders in Virginia have really never forgiven him for those three events, and I think the anger still carries over to this day, even though many of those conservatives have frankly reconciled themselves to the fact that John Warner is their senator and that's just the way it's going to be.
Patrick McSweeney is one Virginia conservative who has not forgiven Warner. McSweeney, a former chair of the state GOP, says there is no doubt Warner has hurt the party.
I don't think you could build a strong party with this kind of disloyalty. You can't have a strong party with individuals, particularly those who've received our nomination again and again, taking positions that undermine the party's nominee or the party's agenda.
But if anything, Warner's tiffs with conservatives have only strengthened him with his Virginia constituents. And this past November, John Warner was elected to his fifth term with no Democratic Party opposition. Mark Rozelle.
Warner's appeal transcends party lines because he has shown himself to be bipartisan in many ways. And he has shown a very strong willingness to go against the leadership of his party on occasions where he feels that they have decided very badly. And I think that independent streak has made him very popular among a broad range of voters in Virginia, not just Republican identifiers.
Warner jokes that he's not so much the new chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee as the recycled chairman. Warner held the post twice before and twice lost it, once when Strom Thurmond invoked his seniority, and once when Jim Jeffords defected from the GOP and turned the Senate over to Democrats. Virginia, home to the Pentagon and an array of bases and shipyards, is the nation's largest per capita recipient of defense spending, and Warner works hard to keep that ranking.
There's almost no state in the Union that isn't trying to, I would say, in a fair way, divert some of that money from Virginia to their states. And a watchful eye, I think, is very helpful.
Warner says he has complete confidence in the national security team assembled by President Bush and that the armed forces are well prepared for a possible war with Iraq. He is proud that in a previous reign as chairman of armed services, he established a subcommittee on emerging threats well before 9/11. Warner has not been known as a strategic thinker on military affairs, nor does he apologize for not having made much of a mark on legislation.
Do I you know, drop 100 bills a year in the hopper and hopefully a dozen or so pass. That's not the way I operate. If the Virginians come to me, they have a need, I respond.
Warner, who recently turned 75, won't say whether his fifth term will be his last. He points to Theodore Roosevelt, who soon after being elected president on his own announced he wouldn't run again. That ended his effectiveness, said Warner, something he has no intention of doing. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.